Perek Ches, Seif Nun Zayin. Backbook, Sifolox. Backbook, Hamashamesh, Lachonas, Mei Soda, Hamachona, Sifolox. Yesh Loden Boy, Mutala, Kivoy, Beshabas, Rei Ha'ora. Sifolox is like something which is soda stream. But it's a bit more the olden times. Now, let's discuss the soda stream. Soda stream is made from two parts. You have the drainage from the gas, and you have the drainage from the bottle which you want to go and put in your May soda in it. The drainage from the bottle, from gas, is a drain which one puts very, very strongly together, and one leaves it there for a long, long time. Then there's no sad to go and be matter it to put it together, because that is left together and it is made in a strong drainage. That is no havamina, there should be muta. To go and join together the bottle which you put the mei soda inside it, then even though one joins it together strongly at the beginning, but there is a reason to be matter it. Why? Because the way one uses this machine is to join it together in order to take it off straight away afterwards. So like we said as far before, if the way is to be used to open it and close it, like we say, by the tray from the child's chair, from the high chair, the same thing is here. Something which is made in a way to go and open it and put it together and take it down the whole time, there's no problem to join that on Shabbos. Seif Nun Ches, Milchia Bakbuk Tino, a salt cellar, or a bottle from a child. Mota Lahavrig Rosh Shel Milchia. You're allowed to go and screw on the lid from the salt cellar. Techein Mechse Shel Bakbuk Tino, the top of the bottle. You're allowed to screw it on. I feel a petzura mehudeket, even if you join it on in a strong way, like we said before. Since the whole way of using these objects are to go and fill them up, and then afterwards it gets empty, you fill them up again. The way to use it is with opening it and closing it the whole time. So you can't say to close this bottle is made in a way that you put it together in one item. Made to go and be open the clothes. So there's no problem to do that on Shabbos. Harkavat Avne Lego. Nun test. To go and put together Lego, the same thing would be clicks. Yesh Hamatim Larkiv Avne Lego. Some people say you're allowed to do Lego on Shabbos. As per Oifin Shahakava Mahuteket. So Yesh Oisrim Bazar Ehora. See the footnote. That means we're discussing now putting together Lego in a way it gets well strongly put together. We're not discussing a way that gets only loose and within a little push it gets separated and it can never stay together properly altogether. Then there's no problem. Like you have Duplo, which is not well put together altogether. It's within a little push, it falls down. That is, according to everybody, would be allowed. Now we're discussing when the Lego gets together, strongly put together. Oh, it gets strong put together. Then there is a dispute in the poskim. Some poskim want to say that since the way one plays this with this toy, this game, is by putting it together, taking it down, and then putting it together, that's the way one plays with it. Therefore, it's considered something which is made to go and dispatch and put together, there's no problem. Other poskim want to say, since it is mehudak together, it's not allowed. But all the poskim say, if a kid is using it, one doesn't have to tell him not to use it. But there is a lot of reasoning why a person who is a gadol should not go and play with Lego on Shabbos.